doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
FM 90.3 WGTL, Tarnwell's Jen Johnson, famous for I Believe. Good morning, it's 7:05.
Hey, join Christy Leah. She counts down WGTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WGTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest is the executive director of Ag Connect Ministries. He's also a famous longtime WJTL listener who used to milk cows with his dad back in the day. Herb Grable is with us. Good morning to you, Herb.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. So I remember back in the day, people calling and saying, we're listening to WJTL while milking our cows, and our cows are so happy.
Yes, they were very happy. That was probably me. And my phone was close, so I often called in on the contest.
That's great. Yeah, you won a lot of contests in the day. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
You bet. I'd like to shout out a warm morning hello to my wife, Elaine. She's my big supporter, and she's also my office administrator, so she keeps me in line and does a lot of the day-to-day work of the office. And also, I'd like to shout out to my new grandson. He's 4 months old.
Wow.
His name's Coulter.
Coulter,
and
that
he's had some health issues. So,
okay.
Shout out to him.
Definitely be praying for him too. So tell us about Ag Connect Ministries and what you do.
Sure. Ag Connect Ministries, we are an agricultural support group. Basically, we focus in the country of Moldova and more recently in Kenya. Our job is to consult with the poor and the underprivileged farmers of the world and just to help their incomes.
Okay. So you recently returned from both Moldova and Kenya just this week.
I did. Tuesday night, I arrived in Dulles and suffering a little bit of jet lag. But, I'm feeling pretty good this morning.
Yeah, you're actually ahead of time, right?
I am. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So you were what, 2 weeks in Moldova, 2 weeks in Kenya?
I went to Kenya first for 2 weeks, and then I flew up to Moldova for the second part of February.
Tell us a little bit about what happened there. What did you experience? How did God work through Ag Connect Ministries?
Okay, great. So in Kenya, we are partnering with another organization. They're very evangelistic, and they have asked us to partner with them to teach agriculture because they believe agriculture is a big part of spreading the gospel. And besides spiritual food, people need regular food.
Right.
They need good quality food. So we travel with them to their evangelistic crusades, oftentimes praying with people there and sharing the gospel. And then occasionally we'll have seminars, and we'll teach agriculture at those seminars. So that's what we do in Kenya.
Yeah.
And in Moldova, we actually have a farm. It's a greenhouse farm. And I have an American agronomist. Her name's Angela. She is there. And she manages three large greenhouses.
Wow.
And we teach people greenhouse management there and a variety of other things. We also consult with small dairies there. And basically, it's consulting and teaching people how to grow more and better quality food.
Well, if people want to find out more about Ag Connect Ministries, they could visit you online or at your Facebook page.
That's correct. AgConnectMinistries.org or my Facebook page at Ag Connect Ministries. I keep up to date pictures of my travel on the Facebook page, and we update our website regularly.
Yeah, I love your Kenya-Moldova picture that you have there. I checked that out this morning. Now, you also, if folks want to find out, you also have a fundraising banquet coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. We have an annual fundraising banquet at Shady Maple. It's on Friday, March 28th at 6:15 in the evening, and you're all welcome to come and learn more about what Ag Connect does around the world.
Wonderful. We're going to talk more about that coming up. In the meantime, agconnectministries.org, or just type in Ag Connect Ministries at the Facebook there, and you can find out more about them. We've got more music on the way. Benjamin William Hastings, Brandon Murphy, and much more coming up.